Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, when your house is on fire, you don't call Ghostbusters. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, you do call the Red Cross. We'll be talking to Scott Emerson in Las Vegas and Clara Andreola in Reno.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Joe Gill, Marita Black Prothrow, and Ernie Adler. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's time to take a look at the Red Cross across the state of Nevada. And we're joined by Clara Andreola, the CEO of the Red Cross of Northern Nevada, and Scott Emerson, CEO of the Red Cross of Southern Nevada. Pleasure to have you both here with us. Scott, I wanted to start out with you and talk about the folks from Southern Nevada that have gone off to help with Sandy. Tell us what the status is.
Yeah, we've sent 16 people to help back on the East Coast. A couple of them have returned. We sent one just as recent as Monday as well to hit the second wave of folks. They're doing everything from sheltering to feeding to caring for the emotional needs of those victims that are affected.
Well, and Clara, up in Reno, you've actually deployed some people too. Can you give us an update on them?
Sure. 30 people have been deployed. 11 have returned, and we anticipate even deploying a few more.
Have you talked to them since they've been back?
Yeah. They actually are eager to share their experiences, and they've been wonderful. I mean, they drop everything literally in their lives to, at a moment's notice, within 24 hours, to go help those in need.
And this is all a volunteer effort.
It's all volunteer. We had actually one of our staff went, but essentially 29 are all volunteers.
Scott, when this all broke with Hurricane Sandy, how far in advance of the storm hitting were you already working on getting volunteers, or were people contacting you? How did that work?
You know, we ramped up our readiness days before the storm. We followed it through the Caribbean, and when it started to make landfall, we already had volunteers on the way and resources in place. Red Cross has been doing disaster response for about 150 years now, and so trying to get ahead of the storm is the key in all these games. The folks that have gone have had just an incredible experience. We have been subject to the same gas shortages and access issues as anybody else, and also room shortages to put volunteers and staff. And the Red Cross even worked with the Department of Defense to bring in a ship into the harbor there to house our volunteers.
You have to be pretty adaptive nowadays, don't you, for these, I mean, between Katrina, I was involved with the Red Cross in the Katrina days, and we trained, I think, 150 different people to go to Katrina. So how have you, you've obviously kept up with your training throughout the years. Has that been a key force for what you guys are doing?
It's ongoing, and as Scott mentioned, I mean, we have a history, a long history of being there and being able to be nimble to address whatever the disaster is, wherever it is, and looking at it as a national deployment effort. So that system is in place, and again, we have the flexibility to address whatever those particular disasters are, whether it is Katrina, Sandy, or even the Collin Fire, the Washoe Fire here that we're celebrating, if you want to call it that. The fact that we don't have another one, but it was a year ago on the 18th that we had the Collin Fire.
Right. Well, and we'll get to that in our next segment. Scott, you know, this is obviously, as we said, an all-volunteer effort in terms of getting people together. What's the coordination like with, like, groups like FEMA? Because this is a private organization, not a government organization. How do you coordinate with these other federal agencies?
You know, we coordinate with folks like our federal emergency management partners all year long, so that when it comes time to operate, we actually know each other. We also coordinate with voluntary agencies as well through an organization called National Volunteer Organization Active in Disaster, or NVOAD. And so when something like this happens, those organizations come together, we figure out who can serve what neighborhoods, who has what resources available, and then we continue that dialogue throughout the entire operation. So just because you don't see the American Red Cross in one neighborhood, you're likely to see another organization, and all of that is because of a pre-scripted effort to make sure that we don't duplicate assistance, but that we have redundancy so that when people need food, clothing, etc., it's there for them.
I would think part of the challenge in sending off volunteers, whether they're from Las Vegas or Reno, is then making sure you have adequate support here for something like a Collin Fire, which I'm sure took a lot of resources. So how do you kind of look at the overall planning and decide who can go and who must stay?
Well, the way that it works is obviously we have a lot of volunteers that are here, and if there is a disaster, you look at the local resources that are available closest to that particular disaster. So, for instance, Sacramento is not that far away, and there are various other places. You know, we're all over the country. So as you can see with Sandy, we were able right here from, you know, West Coast to East Coast to be able to answer the particular call. So we have a system that really allows for that disaster to be addressed.
Scott, what's next now? Because obviously the Sandy situation is going to be ongoing for months now, if not years, in terms of people being able to rebuild their homes. I mean, the video that we're continuing to see from back east, especially in the outer areas, is just still devastating.
It is incredibly devastating, and the American Red Cross will be there for months and years afterwards. We were there before the storm with all of the chapters we have in those areas, and so we'll continue to work with organizations and agencies as they enter that long-term recovery phase. Make no mistake, this is a long-term endeavor. This is not going to be something that goes away by the end of the year. So people's volunteer service and contributions are going to continue to be needed throughout the next months ahead.
All right, let's take a break. More with Scott and Clara when we come back.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Clara Andreola and Scott Emerson of the Red Cross of Northern and Southern Nevada. As you said earlier in the program, Clara, that this is a very bizarre anniversary. It was a year ago that we had this column fire in Northern Nevada in the middle of winter. Very high winds, damaged power lines, and caused unbelievable devastation in Northern Nevada, including my back fence. But I was lucky because there were four houses on my street that were burned to the ground, five houses on the street below that were burned to the ground, and some of those people are just moving back into those homes now. People have tied all kinds of things into it, whether this is climate change, whatever it might be. The fact is that the conditions existed, and in the middle of winter, or at least late fall, we had this devastating fire. Speak a little to the column fire and what you're doing in terms of remembrance of what happened a year ago.
Well, I think it's important to realize that we are in fire season. This is the fire season. So even though we think of winter, you don't particularly connect that. The column fire, no matter if you were involved in any capacity, you were aware of the devastation. I think it really speaks again to being able to help those in need at any given time. The families that were helped, and it's not just even the column fire. I think I'd like to also point out that the Red Cross is constantly helping with home fires, including one, for instance, that just happened at Hawthorne last night. The fact is that devastation can be big when it's your home that goes away, just as big as Sandy. So I think being prepared is really, really important, and that's what the Red Cross is really able to do to ensure that people across the state, across the nation, essentially, can be prepared. We offer preparedness training, and we're really able to offer folks the ability to understand what they need to do in the event that there is some type of, in this case in the north, a wildfire or avalanche or whatever the case may be.
Scott, one of the things that I found interesting was last year my wife and I were forced to evacuate from our home because of the fire, and we got these long lists of things that we were going to grab, but the reality was we grabbed our vehicles, we grabbed our medicine, and we grabbed our toiletries, and we got the heck out of there. What should we have been doing?
You know, you did some of the right things, and that is that people need to grab their essential medications, some of their toiletries. It's best if you have that stuff packed in advance. The Red Cross suggests that you have at least 72 hours of food and water. You can buy all kinds of starter kits and then customize that to your need. Also, don't forget about your pets. Your pets as well need food and water whenever you evacuate. The Red Cross has a phenomenal app. You can download it for the Android smartphone or iPhone. For either earthquakes, which would be most applicable for our area, and it can actually walk you through your kit, your list, and your plan.
I'm just curious, Scott, what was one of the biggest disasters you've had to deal with down in Southern Nevada? Because we're kind of, we know of the two fires that put us into national attention last year. But what is some of the stuff that Las Vegas deals with on a daily basis, or a big disaster down there?
You know, in terms of frequency, we go to a house fire every 23 hours, so that's more than one a day. And if it wasn't for Red Cross, those folks would be left homeless. In terms of a larger disaster, believe it or not, it's a flood right here in the middle of the desert. The soil doesn't allow the water to soak in, so any amount of rain runs off. And even though the flood control district has done a phenomenal job of mitigating flooding, occasionally it still happens. And we saw that just a couple months ago, and Red Cross opened up a relief operation here, and we actually helped about 72 people that had their homes flooded.
Wow. Clara, you know, one of the things that, you know, is necessary at times like this is not only looking at the funds that Red Cross has raised to take care of the disasters you're dealing with now, but it also is a need not only to replenish the coffers for ongoing efforts, mm-hmm. but sadly for the next disaster. Tell us how the public across the state can help with their local Red Cross.
Well, there's various ways they can help. They can make their generous contributions to www.redcross.org. They can actually call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation, and they can go online with that URL. They can call our office or Scott's office, the Red Cross office in Southern Nevada or Northern Nevada, and we certainly welcome volunteers as well. We'd encourage people to consider giving back. We have training programs that are ongoing. I'd also like to add one other thing during this holiday season. Let's not forget our armed forces. Let's not forget that the Red Cross has a service to armed forces program 24/7, 365 days a year. We have a campaign right now for Holiday Mail for Heroes, where volunteers are actually writing cards to our troops that are serving. So I think it's much broader than just disaster. Certainly we want to concentrate on preparedness. We also want to give thanks to those troops that are serving our country.
Okay, and we'll put a link at NevadaNewsMakers.com in our link section for people to be able to get that information. But I just want to say that, you know, prior to last year, you know, I observed via TV news, and for the last, you know, close to 30 years of watching everybody else suffer a disaster, it's a whole different story when it's your back fence on fire and the potential for your house to go up in flames. And now when I see the stories of Sandy, or I see the stories of home fires, it's much more at home now.
Right, and we get no federal or state funding, even though we're created by a congressional mandate. I think that's important. We survive on the contributions of generous donors, and we'd appreciate that during this holiday
and
season.
Give locally. There's the challenge here is to replenish Nevada so that Nevada is prepared for its next thing.
That's
so
right,
give to Southern and Northern Nevada.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
My family and I were enjoying a big vacation in Tahoe. After a great day on the mountain, our car wouldn't start. I got a jump, but it kept dying. Everyone in town said,
go to Les Schwab.
When I pulled up, George delivered. He quickly tested the battery and confirmed it was a goner. While he installed a new one, I finally got my first relaxation of the vacation. It's nice to be treated like a neighbor so far from home. I'm Clay Gilman, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the whiter, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
One day only. only this Friday. The earlier you shop, the more you save at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Save 25% off your entire furniture purchase from 7 a.m. to noon. Save 20% off from noon to close. Plus, get 6 months free financing. Save over 60% off select mattress models. Get a Simmons Plush Queen set for only $3.95. Or get the best-selling memory foam queen set for only $4.44. This Friday only, get huge savings on name brand mattresses only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Ernie Adler is here, the former state senator, Corita Black Prothro, host of Get Real America on KJFK Radio, and Joe Gill, the attorney. Pleasure to have you all here. So, after the election now, it's interesting to see the Republican Party really doing a lot of soul-searching about who they should be. Your thoughts on this? Bobby Jindal says that there shouldn't be one party in this country. There needs to be two parties.
Well, I think, first of all, they need to go to media communications school and learn how to get their message out. I read a great article over the weekend about Governor Romney having some good positions that he couldn't communicate. So a guy like Jindal is a good communicator. And not to be too facetious, the Republican Party does need to step back, figure out what to do next. But I would start by not nominating candidates for the Senate who are Neanderthals from Missouri and Indiana and say stupid things that should not have been said ever about women and birth control and things like that, because then the presidential candidate has to distance him or herself from that. And so those are I'm actually not too facetious when I say maybe a communications course or two.
Verita, you used to be a Republican. Now I think it's safe to say that you're a Democrat. Your thoughts on this?
You know, Sam, I think it's much deeper than changing the communication strategy. I think there needs to be some soul searching done on really how people view people within the GOP, view people who are not like them. Because that was a huge part of the problem with immigrants, with minorities. The message was just hateful. It was mean-spirited. And it was one of the reasons that, you know, I wanted no part of it. The voter suppression laws all over the country. The language about immigrants, we're going to build a fence. Oh, we're going to build a fence with a moat in front of it. Oh, we're going to electrify it. Oh, we're going to shoot people at the border. You know, people don't forget things like that because you change, you know, you can't put pearls on a pig. It's still a pig. So you're going to have to change the basic, and I don't know how you do that, how some of the people, not all the people, but some of the people in the GOP who are very loud feel about people who do not look like them, think like them.
Well, the problem is, and Jindal said this too, if you tell people you don't like them for 4 years, you can't turn around and then say, vote for me later on. I mean, they said, we don't like you immigrants, and we want you to go back to wherever you came from. But essentially what they were saying to the Hispanic voters is, we want your best friend and some of the members of your families deported. I mean, that's a real very negative message. And then they said the same thing to gays and to single women and so on and so on. So if you keep telling people, we really don't like you, how can you expect them to vote for you later on? I mean, that's...
Absolutely. And then, the message to the African-American community is just nasty. It is so hateful. Food stamp president. Did people really think that... People wouldn't think that was racist. I mean, it was so racist at its very core. We're not going to give free stuff to black blah people, and even this free gifts things to minorities that Romney said last week was so deeply offensive.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily free gifts to minority, it's just people, we've created an entitlement country. But I will say that the Republican Party totally got off message. It also got off its core values. This is the party that actually George Bush created the Dream Act, and Mitt Romney actually developed the pre-existing conditions of getting that out of health care. We have people in the party that have made changes. Our core values are less government involvement in your life so that you can live the life that you choose. Well, we have so gotten away from that. We should not We should not be talking about abortion, contraceptives, gay marriage, or immigration, except to say it's an economic issue and we need to deal with it on an economic issue. We have to get our party back together and we have to get our core, but we also can't let negative and hateful speech on what people think we say get out there. And that really, I'm sorry, that was a lot more of the problem. As the Democrats are defining us, we weren't. And that's where we need messaging.
But Democrats weren't in those primaries, Randy.
I'm not disagreeing. We gave you guys a lot of fodder.
Yeah. And so that's why I don't think it was the Democrats. It wasn't the Democrats. The Republicans were saying this stuff. Yeah. And Democrats, you know, weren't going to let it slide.
But also say the media didn't exactly give us a break too often either. They brought up a lot of the missteps again and again.
Okay, but Randy, let me ask you this then. So obviously, you have two things going on. You have a primary where Republicans are attacking each other and creating this message for the country to watch, and it became American Idol, as I've said many times on this program, where the huge amounts of the public were watching this. It wasn't just what was being reported by the media. We were actually watching this. The second part of this is exactly what happened with Harry Reid and Sharon Engel, where the Democrats had plenty of time to be able to work out how to define the candidate so that the first several months of the campaign after Romney was nominated, he was being nailed because they had no opportunity to fight back. How do you fight back unless you build an organization that is as strong as the Democrats on the ground?
That's it. We have to build an organization. We have to bring everybody back under the same tent and try to get along within the party.
But the problem is you said those things. If the Republican candidates hadn't sent all those negative things in the primary, then they wouldn't have had a problem in the general, and Mitt Romney would have been elected president.
Yeah. No, we're cowtowing.
I mean, they did say those things.
No, they did, and that's the trouble, is during our primary, we're cowing to a conservative.
No,
well, I don't know.
I think there was a political calculus to that, Farida, because give you one quick example.
Very quick.
Yeah. $250,000 is not a rich person if you run a hardware store in somewhere in Kansas, and that's the base of the Republican Party. And I think back to Randy's point, the Republican Party needs to message that person in front of people. They're not the party of big banks and big business. They're
party small, of
small business.
Truly, we are.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Lots of work to be done on both sides. Here, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why is it when times are tough, it only seems to get harder? You suffer from a condition that keeps you from working, but when you applied for Social Security disability benefits, you were denied. You feel powerless, lost, and frustrated. But don't give up. Most people who appeal their claims win. Call the lawyers at the Richard Harris Law Firm right now. 222-2222. That's 222-2222.
Vehicle stability control, electronic brake force distribution, traction control, and brake assist. All standard on the Toyota Corolla. But do you really need all that safety stuff? Yeah, you do.
Now get 0% APR for 60 months on a new 2013 34 MPG rated Corolla. Or lease one for $169 a month and get a lot for less. Toyota.
Mattress Discounter's amazing Tempur-Pedic offer ends Sunday. That means time is running out to get 24 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. Plus, get free delivery. So if you're thinking Tempur-Pedic, think Mattress Discounter's. But hurry, this special financing offer ends Sunday at Mattress Discounter's, where you look for the red tag and save.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And come up tomorrow, we'll be talking to Danny Thompson with the AFL-CIO, and no, we're not related.